President Biden tonight signing three executive orders on immigration, including one to create a task force to reunify migrants separated under the Trump administration. This is part of a sweeping push by the new president to roll back his predecessor's immigration policies that critics call cruel and something that has tarnished our nation's image.
I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy. What I'm doing is taking on the issues that 99% of them that the president, the last president of the United States, issued executive orders I thought were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country.
Joining us live on Skype tonight, Vice News immigration correspondent David Noriega. And David, the president says he's protecting dreamers, he's ending the Muslim ban, and improving the situation as best he can along our borders. How would you summarize the potential effect of these executive orders?
I would say that the word you used, potential, is really very much the word to stress here. The executive orders we saw today did a lot of setting the stage for future changes that could potentially be big. But the fact is, we don't really know yet. There's a lot of, you know, directing agency heads to review existing policies, consider modifications or changes rescinding entirely existing Trump administration policies. But there's very little that changes concretely. If you're a migrant who's stuck at the border, the substance of what happened today, I would say, is a pretty big disappointment. However, if you're someone who's looking at the optics and at the sort of big picture politics of this, then yeah, it's a big, big change rhetorically and in terms of tone, and it signals some potential substantive material changes down the line. Those are just nowhere near actually happening yet.
David, what do you expect when it comes to border surges and migrant caravans?
I think one thing that the Biden administration is doing, one of the reasons that they're really being very, very slow and methodical with the way that they unwind the Trump administration's border policies, is that they're terrified that if they sort of, you know, loosen restrictions too quickly or too much, it will trigger what they would call a surge, a sort of sudden rise in the number of migrants arriving at the border, which, if you think about it sort of intuitively, it seems to make sense. But actually, I think that's an assumption that hasn't really been checked by anyone. And just as a person who's covered this extensively in multiple different countries, right, and has spoken to migrants in before they leave Central America, as they leave, as they're crossing Mexico, and as they're arriving at the border, what I've learned, and a lot of other reporters and academics have learned this as well, is that migrants don't really make decisions on whether to leave their homes based on some sort of technical, subtle change in American policy. They decide to leave because they typically feel that they have to, that they have no choice, right? So I think really Biden and the Democrats generally are sort of doing everything that they can to sort of avoid triggering some, you know, things like new caravans, things like surges at the border, things that they expect would create political problems for them. I think that they're kind of putting their energy in the wrong place, because those things are probably going to happen anyway, right? And they're setting themselves up for a situation where you do have large numbers of people arriving at the border, and they have yet to substantially change the kinds of policies that the Trump administration had in place, which creates a whole other problem where they're essentially treating people the same way that the Trump administration did. Generating sort of a backlash from people whom they consider an important part of their base. So as far as whether we're going to see new surges, new caravans, things like that, I think that, yeah, I'm sure that we will. It's really only a matter of time. And I don't think that the Biden administration's sort of complicated technical decisions on immigration policy are going to be the thing that decides that.
We'll leave it here for now, David, but hope to have you back on as we progress a little bit and see what decisions the White House makes and then how that affects people. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
That's David Noriega. He's Vice News immigration correspondent.